House Speaker Michael Madigan has won the Democratic primary and subsequently the general election in his district 22 times, usually sailing to victory without serious opposition. But this year, there are powerful forces trying to topple him. He's facing a well-funded challenge in next Tuesday's primary. I'm Amanda Vinicky with NPR Illinois. If you hear Governor Bruce Rauner talk, well, pretty much ever, there's one main culprit for Illinois' deficit, pension debt, lack of budget, and so on and so on.
The Speaker Madigan and the politicians he controls are taking the state down.
That sort of talk has made Madigan unpopular in much of Illinois. But unlike Rauner, who has to worry about what people in the suburbs, Chicago, and downstate think of him, Speaker Madigan doesn't need to be popular statewide. He only needs to win the support of voters in an enclave on the southwest side of Chicago, a heavily Latino area that includes Midway Airport. Then it's up to members of the Illinois House to decide who's speaker. Madigan's held that top job in the House since 1983, save for 2 years of Republican control in the 90s. He's been a state rep for 44 years. That's longer than Jason Gonzalez has been alive.
I've had many opportunities to go and make lots of money in with the background and business that I have and, you know, and the degrees that I have. And I decided to come back here because I care about our state.
Gonzalez is a 42-year-old Ivy League graduate who's taking on Madigan for the Democratic nomination in the 22nd House District. Like Rauner, Gonzalez blames Madigan for many of Illinois' failures.
I think that Mr. Madigan is a great person at dodging responsibility. He is very powerful and obviously has too much power. And I think many people in my district agree. I've talked door to door with people. They feel that Mr. Madigan's power is just too much. It's so much that it really distorts our democratic process in Illinois.
Gonzalez, whose father is Mexican-American, says the district deserves someone more representative of the demographics of the area.
My grandmother was here in the adjacent district in 26th Street, and I spent many of my early years in the area growing up and spending time with her and on 26th Street. And then my parents moved us to the suburbs, early on. And, I've had ties to the district with friends and other relatives that live here. And, you know, I live in the West Lawn neighborhood. So I've been here by, you know, time the election comes, I will be here a few years.
Which is just about how long Gonzalez says he's been considering running against Madigan. Madigan supporters are suspicious of that timing and question Gonzalez's claims of deep ties, given his relative status as a newcomer. The 73-year-old House Speaker was born in the 22nd District and, save for college, never really left. Gonzalez says he decided to rent rather than buy a home there because he didn't want Madigan to be able to tinker with legislative boundary lines and draw him out of the district. Gonzalez says he has ideas for revitalizing the area, like he wants to build what he calls an advanced manufacturing cluster. He says it could bring about a manufacturing renaissance.
I feel that, and many people feel, that it's time for a change. You know, 45 years is a long time for someone to be in office. And, you know, if we look at what needs to be done here, you know, there's economic development in terms of, you know, vacant parcels on Cicero Avenue, on Pulaski Avenue. We've got an exodus of jobs. You know, there's a real dearth of middle-class, good-paying jobs here.
He's also pushing for a casino near the airport that he says would generate revenue for Illinois. When I talked to him early on in his candidacy, Gonzalez says he did not support an income tax increase, but he was willing to consider options, like imposing a sales tax on more services. Some of that sounds similar to Madigan's position. The speaker's also been vague about taxes, save for continually promoting a constitutional amendment that would tax income greater than $1 million. Madigan also says Illinois' fiscal problems must be remedied through a mix of tax hikes and spending cuts, but